a done deal yet. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Despite being passed in the Senate on Sunday in a 51-50 vote, the Inflation Reduction Act must pass the House before reaching the president's desk. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports from the White House.
Senate Democrats sided with American families over special interests, voting to lower the cost of prescription drugs, health insurance, and everyday energy costs, and reduce the deficit while making the wealthiest corporations finally pay their fair share. Almost half the $740 billion cost goes to paying down the federal deficit, paid for with new corporate taxes, including a 15% minimum tax on the largest corporations. $375 billion goes to combating climate change.
Republicans say the Inflation Reduction Act will actually do the opposite. It will increase inflation, which recently hit its highest level in 40 years. Egyptian officials mediating a ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants, which went into effect Sunday night. Rockets could be heard firing from Gaza before the ceasefire was reached. The fighting was initially caused by Israeli forces killing of a senior Islamic jihadist commander in a Gaza refugee camp. More than 40 Palestinians have been killed in the Gaza Strip since Friday. China continuing to practice military drills near Taiwan, which started after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the self-ruled island. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more.
Over the past 4 days, Beijing has been conducting military drills near the island and indicates it will continue to do so with more frequency. All this over what the Chinese describe as an American political stunt.
President Biden testing negative for COVID for a second day in a row Sunday and is no longer self-isolating. He is scheduled to visit flood-ravaged areas of Kentucky on Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump capturing a majority of the vote in a straw poll for the 2024 GOP nomination at CPAC in Dallas Saturday. Fox's Jeff Paul in Dallas has the details.
When attendees were asked about who they prefer, 69% of them went with the former president, compared to roughly 24% who prefer Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, we should note, when they removed Trump from the equation, DeSantis was the clear winner. So no major surprises, especially when you look at what happened at the last CPAC back in February in Florida. Very similar results. Now, attendees we spoke with say they aren't surprised by the results of the straw poll, and either is former President Trump as he mulls running possibly again in 2024.
Iran is eyeing a revival of the 2015 nuclear deal,
saying that nuclear weapons have no place in Tehran's doctrine. Iran's foreign minister Sunday called for a revival of the 2015 nuclear deal with the world's powers, including the U.S. But, stresses Hossein Amir Abdollahian, success all depends on flexibility on behalf of Washington. He's also calling on the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog to technically resolve any remaining issues regarding Iran's program and to distance itself from non-constructive political issues. Indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran aimed at reviving the Obama-era deal resumed in Vienna this past Thursday. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Sunday was Purple Heart Day. Marine Corps Sergeant Kenny Kalish on Fox News Live discussing what receiving the Purple Heart has meant to him. Kalish was injured in Afghanistan in 2011.
When I first got injured and I was awarded my Purple Heart, I kind of looked down on it. That's changed over time. And as I've learned the history of the Purple Heart, I've just kind of really accepted it and just taken it in and like, you know what? Hey, I earned what I did.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.